administration has ever achieved before. And what do I get out of it? Tell me. I get impeached.
U.S. President Donald J. Trump contemplating the irony of it all, with his supporters last night very much agreeing. The president's lawyers on Monday assailed the impeachment case against him as a dangerous perversion of the Constitution, asserting he did absolutely nothing wrong in pressing Ukraine to launch investigations to benefit himself politically. In a legal brief a day ahead of the first substantive session of President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate, lawyers called the Democrats' case against him a constitutional travesty and said the Senate should swiftly acquit him of the two articles of impeachment he's facing. AP correspondent Eric Tucker.
We heard this a little bit yesterday from Alan Dershowitz during a series of television interviews. They contend that in order for there to be an impeachable offense, it has to correspond to an actual crime. And they said none of what the president is accused of doing by the Congress is criminal conduct. There are a lot of legal scholars who suggest that that's actually not true. That's not a requirement at all for high crimes and misdemeanors. And the Democrats have rejected that idea as a non-starter as well.
Democratic lawmakers had earlier said it was clear that the evidence overwhelmingly establishes that the president is guilty of both charges. The Trump lawyers in their 110-page filing said the president was conducting normal foreign policy affairs in dealing with Ukraine's President Zelensky. Pakistan hosted high-level talks with the United States on Monday to review steps Islamabad has taken to choke funding sources to terrorist groups. The two sides, officials say, also discuss ways to increase bilateral trade. U.S. Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary Alice Wells led her delegation in meetings with senior Pakistani officials at the Ministries of Interior and Commerce to formally begin her four-day visit. This is VOA News. Iraqi officials say six Iraqis, including two police officers, were killed.